When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Welcome, cousins. We just had a really good interview with Kim D. Chantel, we're going to play it right after this, but what do you think about the interview?
I always have so much fun talking to her because she really, like, you know, it's energetic and she loves it. She loves to, like, you know, say her truth and what she wants to say about a topic and her opinion, like, which you guys will hear. She says, like, you know, it's my opinion and it's an opinion show. So I think that's always entertaining. And she owns it. I think it's a great time. And I think we all three have a good connection. So it was a great interview. And I think we learned some stuff. So that was nice. We learned a lot about, I mean, Roxanne, you can talk about this, about, you know, her whole meetup with Teresa, which I think everyone was really wanting to know how that went. So that was really exciting to hear, you know, that whole meetup and what they did.
I'm just happy that she, because she's said things about Louis, and I said that in the interview, that I don't agree with. And I'm just happy that she was able to meet him in person to see that he is actually a really great guy. And we know this because even when we were at BravoCon, everyone kept coming up to, they're like, all about teenage girls. Dude, I met Louis and he was the best guy. He was talking to us. He made sure he didn't even have to. So I just feel like this guy really came into this show and his whole life got flipped upside down. And then even you had Kim D, who really never knew him or met him, you know, say some things about him, and she finally got to see things. And she didn't, should we talk about if she apologized to Louis and stuff like that? But again, Kim owns what she does. So I really liked that we got to hear how it was with Louis, because I'm glad that she got to see the side that Chantel we know, and that he is such a nice gentleman and a great husband. You could tell just with Teresa.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
She brought up
the confirmation.
He did bring up Jim. Jim is Teresa. Chantel was like, I feel like we should remind people that Jim is Teresa's attorney, because she brought up how he was the reason behind getting them together. So just so you know, Jim has been a part of Teresa's life forever. Jim's also a really great guy. So,
and he's been on the show. I mean, they're good. Like, obviously they're probably, like, you know, family friends at this point, because, like, you know, he's been with her for so long, but, like, when she mentions the name Jim, that's the Jim that she's talking about.
Yeah. It was really interesting to hear her takes. I thought it was a great interview. We're going to actually do something monthly with her moving forward. Especially when the show comes on. So we both can share our opinions, because it's probably going to be a little bit different, but there are some things that we align with. But I thought overall the interview was really good, and she shared some things that we didn't even know.
Yeah, so we hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Good.
We're so just good enough that we have you on.
Yes.
I know that they want us together. The people want the people have asked, and now we're giving them what they need.
We were just saying that we're going to probably commit to like a once a month thing, especially when New Jersey comes back, where we all do a podcast together, because you guys love the All About Tier H Girls and Kim D together. And we love doing it with Kim D. So
we just made a commitment, everyone. I think, like I said, you know, we can do it randomly now, but once the show comes on May 5th, I think we should definitely, you know, do something once a month. I think people would love it.
Yeah. Well, Kim, we have a lot to talk to you about.
Yes.
I can't wait.
I'm sure. Yeah. So you actually recently made headlines for your meetup with Teresa. Please tell us how that came about.
Okay. So last season, while they were all filming, James and I had been speaking. A couple of the girls, to our mutual friends, Jacqueline, Siggy, Dolores, they all had talks with Teresa. They'd be out for dinner or they'd be on the phone and they'd be like, you know, you got to make up with Kim D. And she's like, I don't know what I did. Okay. So two of them knew. And the other one calls me up and says, what happened? And I had told her this before. It was Siggy. And I said, Sig, this is what I was told. And I was very hurt. Blah, blah, blah. Because Teresa and I, which I'll talk about the lunch, how she reiterated what I'm saying, were extremely close, okay? When Teresa, the first couple of years when we were filming, I'd be on the phone with her till like 2 a.m, falling asleep while she was still folding clothes, okay? We'd go for dinner, we'd go for lunch. We were very close. Kristen and I would go to her house. We'd clean closets. It was a fun, we just had fun. We're Taurus, we're both Taurus, okay? She knew Michael. With that said, now everyone's getting involved. Dinners are happening. James says to Teresa, I'd like to call Kim. James likes the podcast. He was listening to Kumasi Kam, okay? And he likes my opinion. And he said, you know, I'd like to talk to her. Of course, Teresa would, he was never going to do that behind your back. He right. continues to talk to me. Teresa wanted to invite me to filming to her podcast when she was doing the podcast, among other things. But there was a loss, a case going on, as you girls know. And they knew that I knew the ex. I don't even want to say the name. And my name was thrown around in court a lot, okay, things that I had reported. So it wasn't the right time, okay? So then I'm still going on my, you know, talking and whatever on my pod. I start my own podcast, I'm talking. And then they're like, we really would like to get together. Would you like to get together? I said, I would love to get together. You know, a real makeup session, not talking about what I've spoke about before. Not about the fight that Teresa and I have had, which made great TV. It made great TV. So right. we both said that. But we legitimately wanted to make up. And I think she wanted to look me in the eye and tell me that she didn't do what I thought she did. So I finally get the text, a three-way. It was Louis, Teresa, and James. And they said, they asked me to do them a little bit of a favor. I did. It was not a big deal favor. And we were very grateful that you helped us out. We'd love to take you for dinner. And so it first started out for dinner and then it went to lunch because Teresa had to go somewhere on Monday. Mm-hmm. And that's how we did it that Friday. Yeah. And then you could ask me questions about that too, but it was legitimately to make up. Nothing to do really. We talked about the show a little bit, nothing to do with the past, to make up. And when the two guys were getting the table, Teresa stopped me midway. And she said, look in my eyes, and I did. And she swore, and she repeated, I never tried to get you off the show. Now, something did happen that was said, but it wasn't exactly that. So she wasn't directly the problem. You understand what I'm saying? It was the makeup with the family. Now what do we do with Kim D? You know, so the producers took it upon themselves to tell me that Teresa said, I don't really want to film with Kim anymore. That's not the way it was said.
Well, because Melissa and Joe at that point probably didn't want you to be involved because you were Team Teresa, or, I mean, you guys did have that fight. The one thing that I do have to ask Kim is that you heard that Teresa was the reason behind you not coming back. Why? You're a straight shooter. You confront the situation. Why not confront her then and there when you heard that?
Okay, because we had a conversation before this while we were filming, and Teresa had denied that this happened, okay? She was like, no, you know, this didn't happen. It wasn't said. The whole bunch of people when right. I was filming told me. So I really felt like, remember, this is going back like 10, 11 years. Right. So I kind of had lost, I was losing trust. You yeah. know what I mean? You know, when you lose, so I was losing trust. I'm like, now I'm off the show for the 1 year. I'm off. And I'm like, and I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure the Gorgas, they made a deal, blah, blah, blah. And I don't get hurt that often, but I loved Teresa and I believe she loved yeah. me. And I still think to this day, she didn't go as far as to get me off the show, but I think she had to make a decision with her family and the show. Yeah. yeah. And make a deal with the devil. You know what I mean? Which, listen, a lot of us in that position would have to do it. Your family, your parents are alive. So yeah. I see it with different eyes now. You know right. what I mean, girls? Like right. years go by, you get over it and you say, you know what? You realize what happened and like the hurt goes away and you're like, you know what? I'm over this and I want my friendship back. Yeah, you know, that's basically what happened. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The most requested question was, what were your thoughts on Louis?
We love Louis, by the way. So, Kim, you know.
Okay, no. I'm not going to say anything bad. Okay. Well,
but speak your truth.
No, I'm going to speak my truth. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
So, we sit down, and I said to Teresa, when did this start happening? Like, you were so tough, and you never let people see you sweat. So, like, as a girlfriend, talking to her, yeah. and she goes, they're hurting him. They're hurting him. And he said, like you did, meaning me. I'm like, oh my God. I go, Louie, come on, you know. So we went back and forth on a couple of things. And I said, listen, did I ever call you this kind of name? He said, no. Did I ever say this, like, you know, like bad things? He said, no. I said, so this is my job. You know, I am going to say my opinion. I really can't sit here and say I dislike you. I said, how many I say on my show? He's a great father. He was very good. I think that he was very good for it. He's a good influence on Teresa. I said, my accusations to you, my opinion, and I'm allowed to do that. This is what I do for you. He goes, you know, you're right. I said, now, I put it like this in perspective to him, and he got it. I said, if Teresa's filming, and the filming is not going right, there's no drama, there's no net, what happens? She gets tapped on the shoulder, and she has to bring something up. She said, yeah. Is she going to say no? He said, no. That's her job, right? He said, yeah. I said, I don't want to be mean to you. I said, I happen to think the main things that a man should be, a good husband, a good father, you are. Is there certain things I'm not crazy about? Yes. I'm still going to say I might not like your jacket, or I might not like what you said, or I'm going to do that. I'm not going to change. He goes, that's okay. And then it was funny between the two of them.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. I have one in brown, you guys, and I wear it weekly. I'm not even joking. Once a week I wear it, I'm sure my coworkers are like, okay, get a new shirt. I do need to buy a new color. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I also bought these look-alike UGG Tasman sandals that I got, and I wear them all the time. They're even more comfortable than the UGG ones because I have the real UGG ones, and I also buy my mom them during Christmas. So if you guys need two things from Quince, get this sweater that I always get and those sandals. Indulge in an affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/TRH for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TRH to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TRH.
Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing, sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
I go, and you used to, you know, you dropped my patron. He goes, well, she made me do it, meaning Teresa, you point star. She made me, she goes, yeah. I said, what are you listening to her for? Well, we all laughed. And I go, Louie, I need you back on. He goes, I need your $10. He goes, I'll be back on. So it was cute. You know, it all turned out to be okay. Because when we thought about it, we thought about the silly things against the not, like the thing, the nice things. You know what I mean? I'm always going to say my shit. And, you know, he got it. And I said, you know what, maybe I'll soften up a little bit because now I like you. Now I got to meet you face to face. And I said, you have to admit, I did ask you to come on several times. And he had mutual friends. I really want to meet Kim. Like, I want her to see me for me. I want her to meet me. So I took him at his word. You know, I took her there to really And even James says, like, we're here to go forward. And he agreed. You know, he agreed. No, he goes, we're going to go forward. So, but I think, like, he just had to say, like, you did. You know, it was really funny. So,
yeah.
And I didn't take umbrage with that. I didn't take umbrage with that.
Did you, apologize to him at all or no apology?
No apology. I want to, no. You know, I can't do that because then that means that I'm sorry, like, I'm not really, I explained to him, I'm who I am. And at that moment in time, I had my opinions and I didn't say anything that can get you in trouble, God forbid, jail or trouble. Or I go, I didn't say that you're a bad father or that you, he goes, you're.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue to give my opinion, you know? So listen, if I had done something to get him in trouble, or I would say, oh my God, I'm so sorry I got you in trouble, but that's not the case. So there was no apologies. There was no apologies.
Are you still speaking to that person, the ex?
I have not. We text because okay. I think she saw everything. And I said, listen. And I said this at the table. I'm not going to come on and talk smack about her. I'm not here for this. And I'm not going to turn against people that I'm not doing that. So basically we left it on the table that I'm staying out of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm saying, and I told her, I don't want anything to do with it either. You know, she knows. And I said, I think this all should go away. It's all got to stop.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah. Well, I told her a while ago. It all needs to stop. This is what I said. And I told him myself the same way. And I had told James throughout it. I said, this all has to stop. This is all a bunch of baloney. Everyone has to stop. If everyone stops, it'll go away. And yeah, that's what right. I think it should. Teresa and Louis are very happy in their life. Okay. Yeah. And this is an ex. It belongs on both parts. It belongs an ex. And that's the way, that's what I really feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope more people start to feel that way.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Women would really even lose respect for me if all of a sudden I make a Teresa and I'm like, bink, 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 bink about someone else that I spoke to. I'm not that woman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do that. Do I like what was going on? No, I don't like what was going on. I made it very clear, but I'm not going to turn around and talk smack now. It'll just continue. You know, the story will just continue.
Louis won the case against the ex, and we're going to see it play out on the season. So what are your thoughts knowing that he won against the ex? And I do think that Louis and Teresa both could care less about her, but she's the one who won't end this. So what are your thoughts, first off, of him winning the case?
Well, you know, I don't like to say win. I'm going to tell you why. I believe in this situation, nobody wins. It shouldn't have happened in the first place.
100%.
Okay, no one wins in this. You know what? All of this nonsense should have never happened in the first place. Louis had moved on. He's married to Teresa. All this stuff should have never happened. That's where I stand with that. And I think that if Louis has a truth that's coming out with this case, that should be seen also. Because everyone heard the other side. Of course it should be seen. Of course. You know? And then I hope at that time, because now there's new allegations from the attorney, I hope it just goes away for Teresa's and Louis' sake and for the ex's sake. It's got to stop.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not healthy for the ex to harp on this. So,
no.
Yeah.
No. And I'm going to tell you something. Teresa, it affected her. And why should it affect her? She has four daughters to take care of. She does all these shows. She works like an animal. I even told her, I go, I can't believe how much you work. What do you need this aggravation for? She don't. She really wants it to go away. I think even more than Louis, because it's nonsense. It's nonsense.
Absolutely.
You know?
I agree.
One of our
as a friend, I don't want this for Teresa. As a friend. You know? So
absolutely. One of our listeners asked this. They said, why does your opinion and attitude towards Teresa change depending on who you interview? As a tough
one. Don't think it's on who I interview. I think it's my feeling at the time and what I see. You know, I don't, people say I flip flop. No, it's just that I'm very opinionated. And so one minute I might think this, or if I don't like an outfit, I'll say that. That's just what I do. Now, yeah. I just did the timeline. I don't know if you saw these, some of these things I didn't know. So I did the timeline as to what took place between the Gorgas and Judices and Louis. And I said, wow, this is interesting. And my whole panel thought it was interesting. And my listeners did. So there's a lot of things that people don't know. So when I find out information, that could change my mind. You know, and I can't change what the other person's saying. You know what I mean? I can't change that. Like when I do it with Dana, I'm not there to change her opinion. She could say whatever she wants, and then I'm going to make my opinion, you know?
Yeah. I think that's where I'm pretty sure that's where the like people see who you're interviewing, and they're just like automatically like enraged and saying, why would she interview that person? She knows what that means. And then if you go and like, that's probably where the flip-flopper comes. But we interview people that people don't like. So it is what it is sometimes when you're interviewing.
Yeah. And I'm not going to stop that. Okay. I do the live with Dana. We both say our opinions. The two of you and I might not agree on something. Does that mean I'm going to say, oh no, we're not going to do our live. We're not going to do our thing once a month. That makes it better. This United States is filled with so many different opinions, okay? We're not one person. We're a lot of us are opinionated. That's why you do the show, girls, because you have an opinion and you're smart, okay? I do the show. People like to hear what I have to say, too. That's what I get paid for. So I'm not going to say, oh, I can't, you know, interview this one, or I can't because they might say something somebody doesn't like. That's not who I am. I want to hear what they have to say.
So, well, you did an interview recently with one of the thirstiest house husbands that we have ever seen come on the show. You did an interview with John Fuda, aka Bravo Lover 1234's husband. Okay. Do you feel like you should have challenged the narrative he was pushing out more?
No, because I believe some of the things he said, okay? And it was his day in court. It was his day there. There was a lot of accusations thrown at him. And he had the right to come on my show and to defend himself. And there were certain things that, like, I would have, you know, I can't tell a person how to speak about another person, okay? Yeah. Whether it was his baby, you know what I mean? I'm not a priest or a psychologist or whatever. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, that's not very nice. So I still believe that he had the right to come on. You know, you can remember he was just at BravoCon. They showed the trailer and there was a lot of accusations thrown around. That's right with the time that he came on my show. He wanted to talk about his truth, you know? So, and I'm friends with John Fuda and everyone at the table a couple Fridays ago, they know that. You know, and I said, I'm not going to not be friends with people because you don't like them. Your fight is not my fight.
Yeah.
You know, so
for sure. I don't think anyone should ever insert themselves in the fight. Because once they get back together and they're friends again, then you're left out. So I get that. Our listener asked, did he set boundaries before the interview? Because his vision of events seemed very convenient and I felt he was left unchallenged.
Nothing. And the same thing I do. Like I said, John, I'm not going to give you my questions. He goes, I'm fine. You know, I said, I'm going to ask you what I want to ask you. You say what you want to say. There was we never had to stop. We never had to edit, nothing. It was just done. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do the interview. You know, I really wouldn't do it. So, I'm going to be doing a lot more interviews throughout. I don't really care about getting interviews on my show. Once in a while, I'll have someone. Mostly it's an opinion show with my, you know, talking about the different, like, we're going to do one on when I just watched the Wendy Williams documentary, blew my mind.
That was wild.
Really sad.
I'm
going to have my opinions on that. I'm going to have my opinions on Lala getting pregnant with no father. Yeah. Remember, I'm an old-fashioned girl. I'm a lot older than you girls. So I have my opinions on things that people want to hear. So my next show, because somebody was really funny. Somebody says to me, are you ever going to do a show that doesn't include Teresa? I'm like, yes, but not today. But not today, you know, because I had to do the timeline.
Yeah.
So it's all, you know what I mean? So it's my show is really not interviewing people. You won't see that too often. But, you know, there's a few people I'd like to get on. So we'll see from there.
Yeah. Did you ever interview Rich Wakili? I know you said you were going to.
Yes, I did not.
Okay, so are you going to? Our listeners asked that.
Okay. here's the truth. Rich Rockilly was going to come on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you girls know, he had some issues on Instagram. Yeah. And Kathy and I spoke, and they all went off of social media for a while, the whole family. And it just wasn't the right time for him to be coming on a show. So once maybe when all this clears, because I will not discuss that. Yeah. I don't get into it.
We don't want you. Trust me.
I don't do that. You know what I mean?
We don't either.
So once maybe that clears, maybe when the show comes on, let's see. He would love to do it, and I would love to have him, but it was a bad time. You know what I mean? It was not the right time to be interviewing him.
Well, people were really underwhelmed by the interview with Kathy that you did. Not because of you, but because of Kim's laughing, guys, if you're not watching. What do you agree that it was a little underwhelming based on how she was answering questions?
I believe that, yes, certain people come on and they don't reveal everything that I want them to reveal.
Yeah.
You know, so, like they hold back. Yeah. And I think Kathy was very ambivalent about doing the show. Very ambivalent. She really wasn't crazy about doing it. She did it for me because we're good friends. Okay. Yeah. So she's nervous. You know, look what happened on social media with her husband. Like, I get it. Me, I don't care. You know, me, I don't care. People threaten me, I threaten them right back. Like somebody just threatened me on IG. Like, if you have my name in your mouth one more time, because my grandfather and my uncles were big boys, like, you know, I'm not going to be so nice. Don't threaten me with a good time, honey.
Yeah.
Like, don't threaten me with a good time. You know, like, I love that, but other people really don't want it. You know what I mean? I come from a situation where knock yourself out. You want to threaten me, say whatever you want, do whatever you want. My son feels the same way. So I'm a different breed, but I get when someone's a little more timid. And I really honestly believe that's the reason why Kathy was a little, I don't know, like maybe so forward in her answering. You know what I mean? Maybe she held back a little bit. So you girls could be right and your listeners could be right, but that's the reason. You know, she's not abrasive like me. You know?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you still in contact with Kim G or Danielle Staub?
Okay, so this is funny. So I reached out to Kim G and I said, Kim, we're family. Like, we're sister-in-laws. Of course, they're divorced. I said, we really should get together and have lunch. And she goes, you know what? I really miss your mom. She was very close to my mom. Aww. And I said, I do too. And we're supposed to be having lunch or dinner. She doesn't want any of this.
Yeah.
You know? So I said, Kim, we would have so much fun. Like, if you came on, you know me, I'm like trying to manipulate it. If you came on, we could have fun, you know? So let's get the lunch out of the way first or the dinner, and then maybe I could talk her into it. I would never put her on the spot and make her feel uncomfortable, but I think it would be fun. I think people would love it.
It'd be great throwback for sure.
Why do you think she doesn't want to? She came off really bad in the beginning seasons, and she is probably scarred. Do you think that's why she doesn't want to?
Yeah, because she found some peace. But don't you remember just recently when the information came out on people that were saying they knew who went to the feds or to the, you know, I know when it wasn't Melissa and Joe. She came out and said that. So, like, when you want to stay in the background, you don't do that. So that's why I'm like, you know what, Kim? Yeah.
You're so right about that.
Yes.
Exactly. Why comment at all?
Right. So, you know what? Why don't you say it?
At that point, by the way, because we're doing a rewatch, so Kim G is just, oh my gosh, she really did come across like really bad, just very thirsty, putting her nose, and it was so uncomfortable for Chris LaRita, her son. Were you sister-in-laws at that point?
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys were still married to the same, like to brothers?
She was married to my stepbrother. My mother's husband, Tom Granatel, had 5 sons. I introduced Kim. Kim was my assistant manager years ago when I was like 16, 17 years old. And I went to work for Pants Place. She was my assistant manager. And she speed skated and she was really good athlete. And so was he. And I said, I think the two of you would get along. And well, a lot of years later, they got married and had 3 kids. Then Danielle Staub and I had met Jacqueline. Everybody met. My Michael met Danielle. He wasn't thrilled. And he said, I really don't want you filming with her. Like, I really don't, you know? So we can do what you want and your private life. And so Danielle wanted me to come on with her. I'm like, you know, I'm going to film, but I can't. I told her the truth. So she's like, okay, can you introduce me to Kim G? I said, of course. And Kim G loved it, as you saw. You know, mm-hmm. she, you know, they loved her. And I think while she was on, she made good TV, because whether you're thirsty or not, if you get them going, like when we were both drinking out of the same cosmopolitan glass at Teresa's party, that to me is fun stuff, you know, that we had fun with. Yeah. So, but then she was asked to leave. She was invited to Melissa's party, the Christmas party. Oh. They knew she was bringing that woman.
Oh, I'm the, sure
they knew.
They knew. I doubt that.
Then they embarrassed Kim and the woman, asked them to leave, and then Kim was never back on the show. They got rid of Kim. You know,
so you could tell that they were. You could tell they were embarrassed to even do it, because like they probably knew what was happening, but then they had again pick a side at that moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Have you?
I remember production too that does.
I know.
Show. Oh, trust me. Yeah, we know. Yeah. So as far as Andy Cohen, he has been on making a million headlines right now with people saying he may be a little bit inappropriate. Have you witnessed any behavior from Andy? I know that you would see him at reunions, but you also went to his book signing. I think it was like.
Oh, I've seen him out socially. I mean, okay. I had gone to 54 Below and Luann Delaceps was performing, and I was invited upstairs to the green room. That's when you see him go, Kim D's here, Kim D. And then Luann's coming like to bother. Yeah, Kim D, Kim D. I have never experienced inappropriate behavior. I have seen, I've watched Andy when he makes the phone calls and he's drinking. You know, I mean, and I see him on New Year's Eve, see him drinking. And Brandy, not for nothing, all of a sudden now it's indecent if you speak sexually or whatever to Brandy. I don't go for any of this. Yeah. If he was going to be doing any kind of cocaine or blow or whatever, he would have been doing it up there in the green room. Okay. There was no signs of that whatsoever. Yeah. Zero. And we were there for a long time. It was me and Kristen, and we were hanging with them and having a drink, and no signs. He was never inappropriate to me. I truly believe, first of all, he apologized for what he did with Brandy. He apologized. But the other stuff, you know, making people drink, you know, do they say, like years ago, open up the bottle of wine, this and that. But I don't know. I think, you know, Bethany Frankel had started all this. And I think there's a lot of people who want to get on the bandwagon. The people that started out on these shows, things were different then. You know what the show's about now. It's 13 seasons. It's 14 seasons. You want to go on and you're an alcoholic, right? But now you want to blame them for falling off the wagon? Yeah. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I just don't. And I think he's a good guy, like Andy.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Dina's ex charges getting dismissed?
I have scoop tonight. I can't give it away. I got my $20 Patreons that are paying.
Yeah, you can support Kim.
Listen to me. This is not over. It's the only tip I can give you. So if you want to know what's going to happen next.
Okay,
tonight,
girl.
7 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, no, this isn't over. This isn't over, girls. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Not over.
What are your thoughts on the new lawsuit against Bo and Louie?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to see more of what happens. I asked Louie about that. He goes, nothing, you know, it's not true. Nothing's going to happen. One person say they have proof. The other person says they don't. I mean, all I know is if you're a private detective and you have to do private detective work, I mean, I don't know if they have proof about computers and all that. I really don't know. You know, I really don't know. I don't think anything's going to come of it. That's my opinion. You know, this guy, Kevin Johnson, feels that he was wrong. They had put him on the stand and I heard they did a number on him. So, you know, he's going out, he's going back after them. You know what I mean? So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what they have. We'll see. I can't comment on something that if he has proof that Bo's detective agency did this, you're not allowed to do this. Now, does that mean Louie did it? No. If they have proof he did it, they have to show proof with the computers. I think that's the only real issue is hacking into computers and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you the most excited about for this upcoming season of New Jersey?
You're not going to like what I have to say. I believe, because remember, I go back from when Melissa and Joe came on, and I believe what happened between me and Teresa was because of this, okay?
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick. I have things stuck in my craw, okay? I want the truth to come out on both sides. I want everyone to see that I've been saying that the relationship was never, and I believe it was fake, and I believe that things were done on Teresa's end because of her parents, and I think things were done on the Gorga side because of money and a paycheck, okay? So I want vindication, and my vindication is going to show the true hate, which I don't promote hate. Don't get me wrong. This hate was from a long time ago, and all the phony bullshit that I couldn't stand that I was now Teresa's enemy because of, I'm going to be proven right once again. So I know that's not what people care, but I'm honest, and I'm not going to sit here and go, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, I want the honesty. I want the true hate to come out so I can say, see, told you so.
Well, so what we can tell you is that I can totally see you wanting that. But from what we know from just our inside sources is that they don't really have any interactions with each other. So if they don't have much interactions with each other, then what are we going to see? We're not going to really see hate. We're going to see Joe talking about them behind their back.
Well, that's what I wanted to see. They don't interact. They interacted at the end. It wasn't very good. I want to see the real Joe talking shit. The real Melissa finally talking shit. Okay. I want to see Teresa finally fighting back and saying her truth. That's what I want to see. Not fighting to get, you know what I mean? We already saw that. Remember when Judice and Gorga had the fist fight? We saw that, okay? We saw the christening. We saw that. I want to hear the say your truth.
Right.
Say your truth.
What is your status with Margaret Josephs currently?
I don't have an issue with Margaret right now. I don't. Do I like certain things that she did? Do I still have my opinions on things that she did on the show, things that she did to Zicky, things that she did with Teresa, rumors that have been put out? But when I came on my show, when I started my podcast with the Jersey crew, I said, again, remember different things that are being said off camera about me maybe possibly coming back guest starring. I don't want, if I come back, I don't want to be on the show enemies, 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 enemies. No, I want to come straightforward, an open door and make my own opinion. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not taking on Teresa's enemies. I'm not taking on Siggy's enemies. I love Siggy, and I don't like what was done to her, okay? She's one of my dearest friends. But if...
Yeah, Siggy loves you. She's always said great things about
you. Yeah, I adore her. Yeah. I adore her. And that nothing will ever come between us. But I do want to come on neutral, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stay neutral. It just means I'm going to give everyone a shot. You know, I'm not going to come on and go, I hate this one. I'm not going to be... You know, I would really love to come on straight up the middle and then decide, you know, what I like and what I don't like. Because, you know, I'll see it from a mile away. So we'll see what happens.
I feel like Danielle Staub kind of did that when she came back the second time. She came back neutral, but it didn't work out for her. Because now she's saying that I left so many things unsaid and her chance is, like, gone. So maybe not too neutral.
So that's your warning.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen. Oh, no. Listen to me. You think I'm going to leave things unsaid? Listen to me. The split second. That's, first of all, when I watch the show, remember, everything that people are talking about with me is coming later on down the road, if it even happens. Okay?
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch the show first. And I'm going to have my opinion. My opinion can change before if I ever get a guest appearance or whatever, they can change. We got a long way to go. You know, we'll talk about that. But right now, I really want to come in just straight up the middle. Like, I really do. I don't think Melissa and Joe are very pleased with me. I know that Tafuda up with that girl, you know, that girl. And, you know, I don't see that happening only because...
Wait, you cut off a little. You cut off a little, Kim. Tell us what about a girl.
Oh, he said to John Fuda, Joe Gorga, I want to make up with that girl.
Oh, so Joe wants to make out or make up with you?
Not make out.
Maybe he does want to make out.
No. I'm sure he has something very nasty to say about that. You know, but no, he had said this about a month ago. Yeah, you know, he'd probably say, oh, I'm gonna, you know, fuck you, whatever. So yeah, you know, please, who cares what he says? But yeah. You know, again, I don't see, if I came on, let's say I come on in 8 months, whatever, as a guest appearance, I don't see him coming strong with me at first. I do believe that everyone's going to be tiptoeing around. You know what I mean? Like, well, where is she coming from? What is she going to do? Whatever. So I'm not saying, I don't hate anyone. I never hated anyone and I don't intend to hate anyone. It's too much energy. So yeah. Do I like a lot of the things that he does? No. And now that I saw the timeline, also what happened with him and Teresa, you heard the my reel. She sent the bottle for the housewarming. I'd be like, no, don't send anything. So look how strong my opinion was there. That's how fast it changes.
Right. Yeah. Well, I actually agree with that about the sending. I don't think that he deserved anything. And I don't think she should have sent the bottle either.
Correct. Correct. So we're engaged with that.
Yes. what do you think about Danielle Cabral?
I just don't see her fitting in. Like, she's on an island. She's not on the team Teresa. She's not on the team Melissa. She's just on an island. Like, I don't see any team Danielle bonds with anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. You see her going far on the show?
I really don't. I don't think so. I just don't. She just doesn't mesh. You know what I mean? She doesn't mesh. It's very hard to infiltrate Jersey. She just doesn't mesh. But again, we could be wrong. You know, I just don't see it. I don't dislike her. I don't like her.
Yeah.
So I don't have, what do you think about her brother? She's insignificant.
The brother
the
stuff.
The what?
The brother stuff. What do you think about that?
I think if they brought that on, it might be a storyline. You know, I'd like to know what I think just by what I see of her. I have a feeling that she has a very strong personality and she probably pissed him off and pissed off the sister-in-law, you know.
Would you want her as a sister-in-law?
Do what?
Would you want her as a sister-in-law?
No. She's not likable. Like, she's not likable. Yeah. Like, I don't dislike her. I don't like her. She's just not likable. You know what I mean? There's just something about her that's not likable. And again, I'm not sitting here talking smack. Not like, not dislike. Not likable. I just can't even put it into perspective. Yeah.
And from what we know, honestly, like the brother and his wife, there's not a chance that they're going to come on the show. So, I mean, but money talks, but from what we've heard and know that they do not like have zero inkling of liking the media, but, or liking to be in the media or attention. So.
But I would love to see that.
Probably would be the same type of storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see the, again, you know what I'm about? I like the truth. Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Come on, tell the truth. Why don't you like her? You know, I think even if they come on, like, I would see if I don't care. If I was the sister-in-law and she did some really shit and Danielle Cabral did some really shady crap to me, I'd get my ass on that show. I'd say, probably pay me for one time. I'll come on. And I would.
Yeah, because Danielle started it by talking about them first. It's not like they're being messy or shady. Whereas in with Teresa's situation, she invited her brother and Melissa to events while filming, spoke good about her family, and they still came behind her back. Whereas in Danielle has brought this issue on the show, and I don't want the issue if we're not going to be able to hear the other side.
1,000%. That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel.
So you went to Columbia Pizza. I hope I'm saying that right. To check out their Columbia pizza.
Excellent. Okay, I want to go back. Excellent.
Okay. So you went there to check out their pizza ovens. Did they go into detail about how they stopped Joe Gorga from stealing the idea? Because he brought that idea to Louis and Louis didn't know about this like pizza place. Did they say anything about like the pizza oven stuff?
Yeah. They basically said that the idea was stolen from them, that they, you know, was there. They don't really want them there, the Gorgas. They didn't say anything about Louis and Teresa not coming back. You know what I mean? Because I know Louis and Teresa still buy food from them. I think they realize, and I said this to them, I said, why don't you just get together with Louis and sell these ovens, you know? Right. And they're like, yeah, we should. And I had asked the owner to come on, but I think he felt uncomfortable. You know, they don't really like the limelight too much. I said, it's really silly that it's not, I personally said this from the beginning, I didn't feel it was Louis's fault. I don't think Louis knew, which I think Joe Gorga knew. Joe Gorga knew they had the ovens. Louis did not. A lot of people just said it was a silly thing anyway. And I think Louis just wanted to do something with Joe, you know, yeah. Joe for his sister. So right. Again, you know, again, this is what I said from the beginning. So that's why when I had the conversation with Louis, like I said, you know, the basic things, the good things that I said should outweigh the bad, because the basic things, I stuck up for you, you know, whatever. And he's like, no, you're right. You know, so I said, I don't believe that you knew anything. And then I asked him, where are the ovens? He goes, Teresa said they're in, you know, so they gave them to some woman and she has them stored. I said, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, that's a shame. So.
Absolutely.
A couple of my people said, I'll take an oven. We're cracking up. So when
I'll take an oven.
Can I have a couple ovens to give out? I'll give them out to my Instagram people.
Yeah.
Kim D's going to do a giveaway with pizza.
Yeah. I'll do a podcast giveaway.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a lot of housewives having a podcast? Do you listen to any of them? Is there someone that you like to listen to with all the housewives having a podcast?
I really, you know, I'm not dissing anyone, but I don't because, you know, I have to say I'm a news junkie. So I'm constantly watching the news. Yeah. And then also I watch movies, you know, and I'm with my dogs or I'm out. So I don't have the time. I just don't have the time. And if you know, girls notice, I've been doing a lot on social media. I'm trying to build up my fashion vlog, my social media that way. I have Barbie living with me now. And I really want to go in that direction. I just was so excited. I got this business cameo for skincare. Things like that excite me. That's what I'm looking to do. You know what I mean? So I don't sit and listen to them. I hear you girls when it comes on the reels. I hear some of Tamra. And who's the other one? Oh my God, the one that I hear once in a while. The couple, Rick and...
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, Rick and Kelly. I see them come up on my feed. So that I'll listen to. And I love seeing that. And I get a lot of info from that. You know, I get my info from you girls. I get my info from that because I'm not constantly reading up. And some of the things people tell me, I can't report.
I can vouch for you, Kim, because I know that you're not like on social media like that. Mm-hmm. And because I remember when you first joined Patreon and stuff, like you had told me, you're like, I don't know how to go about this. And you weren't like as tech savvy because you did tell me, I watch the news, like I'm watching real That's TV, it. You know, so I can.
Yeah. And you got to remember, I'm a lot older than you girls.
Yeah.
So on the other ones, Patreon, when I used to do that, I never listened to myself. I didn't even know how to go on. So if I knew how to go on, I would have seen that he was, you know, making all this money, you know, because I would have had to pay.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not that I'm not interested in what people have to say. I'm more interested right now, or I've always been a news junkie. My conversations that are on the phone are to judges, politicians, a lot of men. I speak to a lot of men about sports. You know, I have a man's brain. You know what I mean? So
that's good.
Yeah.
So that's what my days, you know, Bobby's here all the time. She could tell you. Yeah. One time maybe we'll put her on an interview for a minute. This phone doesn't stop. With you know, a lot of my influential friends that we talk about business, we talk about politics, we talk about sports, you know, all stuff that I love.
Yeah. We do have one last question for you.
Oh boy, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what are your thoughts on the Caroline Manzo lawsuit?
I got inside information on that too. So I'll give you a little tidbit, but I'm going over that tonight also. I heard that when she got there, she was very uncomfortable. I think she thought that she was going to be like the peacock, like, oh, Caroline Manzo's making a comeback. And that's not the way she was welcomed. Mm. The other girls were kind of snickering about her, not making her feel that welcome. And my dog's getting sick a little bit. Not making her feel that welcome. And the puppy. And that's how it started.
Can we tell you what we heard?
I would love to hear what you heard.
So we heard that it was completely the opposite, that she was acting great, acting fine, getting along with every single person. No one had one bad vibe about her feeling uncomfortable. And that,
well, that I heard too. Yes. Yeah. About the uncomfortable. Yes. Laughing, having a good time. Yeah. That I had heard. But she was, I have to tell you, she was not, I'm not talking about the sexual innuendos.
Right.
She was uncomfortable. I might have to get up for 1 minute.
Okay.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Give me 1 minute, okay?
Kim's going to check on her new puppy.
Yeah, no, she's got a little guy. Okay. Yes. I heard she was laughing, thinking everything, acting like it was funny, but she also saw the other women like, they weren't accepting her. Like, I can't explain. Like, you know, if you're like in a new school or you see people like ha 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 snickering.
Yes.
She expected to be the big person on the show. Like, cause she thinks a lot of herself.
Yeah.
Carla Manzo thinks a lot of herself. I personally do not believe everything that she wrote. I don't believe that Brandy, did everything the way she said she did. And I think that everyone knows Brandy's Brandy. So if I'm asked to do a show, okay, let's say I'm asked to go on one of these trips, and Brandy will never be asked again. I don't think so. And yeah. I know someone like Brandy's going to be there. Okay. Do I think that there's not going to be any sexual innuendos with Brandy being on the show? So she talks about, you know what I mean? So you got to make, when you're making these decisions, okay, I was asked to do Worst Cooks of America. And I'm not the worst cook, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. I didn't want to leave my dogs. I didn't want to leave them.
Right.
So I've had to say, is it more important for me that I want to leave my dogs? My anxiety will kick in, this and that. So if I'm asked to do this show, okay, and they say to me, all right, we're going to give you $100,000. I'm probably going to do it.
We'll so wash your dogs for you.
$100,000. I'll go do the show. And if I know Brandy's going to be there, I know that there's going to be sex talk. I know that there's going to be girls trying to kiss each other. So let's say I'm in the bathroom with Brandy, right? And they lock the door and Brandy tries to kiss me, which she probably wouldn't. But let's say she does. I'd be like, listen, girl, you could try all you want, but you ain't getting nothing here. I haven't had sex in 11 years. You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen. You got the wrong bitch. Maybe you should pull somebody else in here because it's not me.
Right.
That's how you handle somebody like that. That's all. You know, listen, you know what I mean? Like, I find this to be, you know, I'm flattered. You know, you say I'm flattered, but this ain't going anywhere, girl.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it. So, it is what it is. Yeah, that's how you handle it. And she just, Caroline, you know, she had flashbacks of her childhood. Well, that's a shame if that really happened.
A lot of some of the things were sad, but some of the things you're just like, it's not adding up with what the other girls are actually saying that were there. So it's like,
I agree. And I think Brandy got a bad rap. I think Brandy was embarrassed by what they did to her. You know, the producers made her go home. And I think they should have sent Caroline home.
Yeah.
Not Brandy. Like, you can't handle it. Can't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen. Like, go. Basically, you know what you're saying. When you go with certain people, you know what you're signing in for. You know?
Yeah.
Especially someone who's been in the game for so long.
Well, we were also told that she said quite a bit about Dina and Tommy, and that's still an ongoing case. So when she got home and probably told Albert, it took 2 days for her to go ahead and file a lawsuit or file a complaint or whatever the heck she did. And it's probably because he's like, you can't comment on an ongoing case on this show. This is a big deal that could put my brother behind bars for a really long time. So
I believe that this was a well thought out way of getting her stuff off the show, getting her ass back home and out of there. Okay. Mm-hmm. I believe that 100%. I'm with you girls on that too.
Yeah. Well, Kim, yeah. We appreciate you joining us. This has been requested. Chantal had gotten married, so we've been all over. But this has
been requested.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Please, Kim D, please. We love when you guys are together. So we promise our listeners we will do this monthly thing. And we appreciate you joining us. We love hearing from you.
And can I just say one thing? Okay, so everyone's asking me what happened between me and you. Okay, so I want to just say that I had heard rumblings. I'm not going to use the words or anything that was used, that someone came to me on a DM. And the first thing that I did was text Roxanne and said, I gave you the definition of what this word was. Did you say this? And Roxanne said, we never talked bad about you. We love you, Kim, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I'm at my cousin's wedding. And what did I say? Have a great time. Tell your cousin congratulations.
Yeah.
And we squashed it. So you all know, yes, there was an incident. Yes, someone said that they had said something to Roxanne. And I questioned her, just like what I would do with anyone else.
We're big on receipts. We want receipts. Like when people say that thing, we realize that a lot of people try to stir up stuff, but we are big on receipts. So if, you know, saying something, show us it, you know?
Yeah. So that's what happened. So I want everyone to know. And then, you know, Roxanne had come to me and said, you want to, I go, of course we'll do it. Of course. Yeah. And I had mentioned it on my YouTube live that we're fine. And, you know, because I'm not getting involved in this blogging war stuff. And I said, we're perfectly fine. I love the girls and we're good. And let's do this. Yeah. So I wanted to end with that. And I had a wonderful time. And as of May 5th, I think we should do it once a month.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I want to hear from our listeners about that too. They'll be so excited. They'll probably want more.
All right, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey. Kim. Bye. Bye.